the steel bins. They call them granary bins, I think probably the correct name. But steel, a lot of them now are made out of steel.
Okay.
And they're round, most of them. And most of them will hold, all depend on what they want.
Do you have silos out here?
No, no, we never did have the silos.
You know why not?
Well, I don't think that we had the production of green feed to do that.
Okay.
It takes quite a little bit of money to put one of those up.
Yeah, right.
And I think our operations, we could operate cheaper by binding it and or that way or baling it and taking it in, feeding it dry.
Yeah, that's a good problem. Okay. What are some of the different types of plows that you might use?
Plow?
Yeah.
You're talking old-time plows or new-time?
What about the old-time plows?
Well, they had listers. They used listers a lot.
Listers?
That's the two-way plow.
Okay.
You know, it lays the dirt out both ways and leaves a furrow.
All right.
And of course, they've always had the moldboard plow. It just goes one way.
What's that called?
Moldboard. It makes a furrow just like a lister, only it don't make a double. It don't throw both ways. It just throws one way.
Okay.
And then they have one on top and bottom. And then when they get to the other end, they'll flip it and they'll turn over and then come right back and keep throwing that dirt the same direction all the time.
Okay. Did you ever use Fresnos?
Fresnos?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a deal to move dirt.
What does that look like?
Oh, they're just a curved deal with runners on them.
Okay.
Kind of curved like this and got a blade on the bottom. Okay. Long handle on the back.
Okay.
And were used with horses.
All those things used with horses? Or?
Well, the listers and stuff. Of course, listers was used a lot with tractors. We don't use listers anymore.
Okay.
We use sweeps and drills and stuff like that.
Are Fresnos used at all anymore?
Yep. No, I think I've got one. I'm sure I've got one.
Really?
And we had it. When the Dust Bowl days come, the government put out a bunch of them to use to try to build roads with them. And of course, that was not very efficient. Of course, at the time, they were wanting some way to give people jobs.
All right.
When they dropped it, they just dropped it. And we happened to have one when they did. So we had it for a little while, and then somebody borrowed it. And I got a little older. I thought, well, I used to run that thing. Boy, I wonder where in the world it is. And I got to asking around, and odd enough, I found it. So whoever had it said, oh, they didn't want it. And I said, well, fine, I'd kind of like to keep that thing. So I'm sure it's up there by the building.
Yeah. Do you know what a G-Wiz is?
What?
A G-Wiz.
A what?
Gee whiz?
A G?
Yeah, or is that just an expression, gee whiz?
Oh, gee whiz?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just an expression.
Okay. You use a buck scraper at all?
A buck what?
Buck scraper.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. What's a harrow or a harrow?
It's a bunch of bars. Usually they're in sections, in about 5 foot sections.
Mm-hmm.
And they have rows of bars. They have spiked teeth that are fastened to those bars.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lever where you can set those spikes to run not very aggressive or more aggressive.
Okay.
They're kind of used to level ground.
Okay. How would you pronounce that?
H-A-R-R-O-W?
Yeah.
Harrow.
Harrow. Okay. What are some ranchers' tools, some tools that ranchers have to have?
Oh, they have Brandon irons and... they have, hoof trimmers.
Okay.
That's a long deal that comes down with cutters to trim hooves.
Okay.